Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers.
On the radio.
On 101.5 UMFM.
The radio.
I randomly generated a challenge there for you, verbally speaking.
Radio.
And online.
Mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday evening.
Yeah, on the radio.
Online.
And the internet.
We like video games.
Yeah, I do.
We like collecting video games.
Yeah.
And sometimes we play them.
Yes, I do.
And sometimes we go back into our collections and look at what we have and play the video games that we have in our ever-growing massive collections of video games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Video games.
Try to beat them. Yeah.
Yeah. I am doing better at Elden Ring.
Good.
I did what you told me I should do and put different attributes in different places.
Good, yeah. And Megan had a lot of stamina, not a lot of health.
I could run, but there's nowhere to run.
I mean, yeah, if you can't run away and you can only take one hit.
Yeah.
That can be a problem.
It was only a mild problem that was holding me up for a month.
Yeah, then you fixed it.
I did. Yeah, so that is what I've been playing, and I decided that in order to take a break from Elden Ring, I would go through my Steam library and pull up what I haven't played yet.
Mm-hmm.
Slay the Spire from Humble Bundle. That was a mouthful.
Okay.
It is a roguelike card game.
All right.
A randomly generated roguelike card game.
Okay.
Of the trading card game variety, which is a genre that I know that you're not entirely a fan of.
I was like, the only card game I will love and ever will love is Inscription. And that's the only card game I care to love. There is an amount of learning that has to go with every card game. And it has to have something a little bit more to it. Like, once again, it was a Daniel Mullins game, Inscription was. So I was like, I don't care if it's a card game. I will play it. I actually was a little hesitant at first because I was like, I don't like card games, but it's literally, once again, it was like probably one of my favorite games of last year, for sure.
I'm actually enjoying this. I'm also not a major fan of card games, but this one has a 10 out of 10 on Steam and a
4. I've heard good things about Slay the Spire. Well, isn't it, is it older? It's older, is
it's
it not?
It's 2019. It's 3 years old now.
Okay, it might have been in development.
It was in development for quite a while.
There we go. Because I've heard of it before.
And they made a lot of changes throughout its development through criticisms by streamers, by people who were playing earlier access ones, who found it maybe too hard, or just the same as any other card game out there. So there is a lot of player input put into this game. Mm-hmm. It is incredibly easy to pick up, and I'm actually getting very much of a Downwell vibe from this, because I ain't getting very far into reaching the spire, the top of the spire, but you get sent back every time your character ends up dying. You get coins and permanent buff items that will make the next run easier.
Okay.
So it's that roguelike aspect where you're going to get better every time you play and build up your deck every time and just get better.
Yeah, that's nice. Like,
yeah. Which I like, and it feels more to me like a turn-based strategy in this way instead of a card game.
That's legit. Yeah.
Because it's so easy just to pick up and play.
I feel lots of card games are kind of like that. Like, video game card games have that element.
I have had more trouble with card game mini games in things than I have with picking this game up.
Like what?
Gwent was a challenge for me to figure out.
Yeah, but I'm not really talking about Gwent. I'm sort of talking about like games specifically about that. Like games that are specifically built around card games. Gwent is a minor aspect of The Witcher. Like that's, I mean,
it got its own standalone.
Well, I mean, its own standalone is probably decent if you played that.
If it's anything like what's in-game, I would have had so much trouble.
Well, I would assume a standalone card game would obviously be an easier way to learn Gwent than
a more refined version of Gwent, if you
will.
Well,
I don't even know if refined, but it would just, it's an actual game of itself versus being a side thing in The Witcher, which expects you to spend time on it, versus a game that is about cards. parts.
Right.
Like, I think there's a difference in Gwent. Like, Gwent isn't a good example.
Pokemon the Trading Card Game for the Game Boy Color, or the Game Boy.
Yeah, like, the one thing that I can think of is Kingdom Hearts Chain of something. I don't want to say it's not Chain of Hearts.
Chain of Memories?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, it's not Chain of Cards. But that was a card game for Game Boy Advance, I believe.
Yes.
And that one had very similar, like, RPG tactic situation. Like, that, I feel that there are a lot of card games that are like that, is what I'm trying to say. Not like Gwent, because Gwent is not like that. But games that are specifically built around this card attacking mechanic.
Right.
Yeah. Like, Yu-Gi-Oh does it, I'm sure. Right?
Yu-Gi-Oh does have its own card game, which doesn't have... Well, okay, I shouldn't say that. I think it has a pretty decent following.
Oh, yeah. No, Yu-Gi-Oh is still a thing people play. I've never... I watched the anime. Sort of.
Once upon a time when we were youths.
It was the dub, too, so... Ugh. Yeah. But I was like, yeah, but Gwent is not a good example. Like, that's me using whatever the Final Fantasy card game, like, because there's a card game in every Final Fantasy you can play with people, which I hate it. I'm just like, yeah, like, that's, it's, like, the I'm not here in a game that's a Final Fantasy RPG, I'm not here to do the side quest thing, same thing with The Witcher. But if I'm playing a game that's about cards, like, that's what I'm in for. I know I'm here for cards. I don't do that a lot because that's not what I'm here for. But
yeah, so as you play along and you get points, you can unlock characters. I've unlocked 3 of the 4 so far. I've got my basic fighter character who was okay. We didn't get very far. Next one I got was a assassin that has shivs and knives. So okay. She was a lot more fun. And now I've got a robot that has elemental attacks.
Okay.
So your decks are built along the way based on these characters that you unlock.
Okay.
And it's... I think I'm going to stick with the assassin because I have so many swords now to throw at people. And what you get for this to start with is 3 turns to attack or defend or perform an action. And each card is worth however many points for these energy.
Okay.
And some of them are worth 0. It's... so easy to just pick up and throw shivs at somebody for no attack. That's who I'm going to be using to get up to the top of the spire at this point.
Okay.
There's camping spots, there's treasure spots, there are merchants, so this is where I start getting into the sort of dungeon crawling sort of means of this.
Okay, how long have you, like, when did you start playing this game?
A couple days ago I started playing, okay. And it's been what I've been doing in the evening.
Okay.
So... I'm getting there, bit by bit, and I'm going to keep it as my sort of casual one because I have been looking for a game sort of like how I was doing Downwell for a while, trying to get as far as I could.
Yeah.
But I could only play that for so long before I got hit by a wall. I think I could actually beat this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is very cute. It is well worth your time to go and check out if you want a roguelike card game, if you're looking for something a little different and easy to pick up. And it's by Humble Games, and it's on Steam, and I got it on PlayStation 4.
Okay. Right.
But yeah, that is Slay the Spire.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's a card game, guys. It's my first. I don't play card games very often.
Yeah.
And I will try the other one.
What other one?
The Daniel Mullins one.
Oh, Inscription? Inscription. I was like, yeah, I'm just like... yeah.
Everybody talks about it.
Because it's a great game. I mean, that's the thing. It's actually a really good game. I've told you.
You have, yes.
It's my favorite out of the games that he's done, and I think that's with good reason. It's super interesting.
It is.
I don't like card games, so I don't. But I literally have bought a replica version of the cards because I love it. It's such a fascinating game. I will probably buy more, like, I know there's someone who's made, like, wood cards, and I'm like, I want those!
Cards made out of wood?
Yeah, like, wood burn cards. I need those! So, yeah, Inscription's very cool. I guess the game that I played and beat was, well, okay, it's the Cat World demo, which is, it's a little free game on itch I guess it's not that little. It's pretty robust. Who is it by? It's by, they're called Desktop Trash on itch.io. And I've sort of been just sort of looking around and looking through some itch games that are either free or mostly free, or I can find them on Steam and wishlist kind of situation. But yeah, because there's a lot of neat little games that are free experiences, which I love. But yeah, so I was playing Cat World, the demo. It is very interesting. Like, I don't necessarily know if I get it.
What style of, like, what genre would you compare it to? Or is it?
Silent Hill. No. It does give me certain Silent Hill vibes in the way that, like, it's very low-poly graphics. You play as this little, like, green cat character. I don't know if you have a name. Or if it's just cat. And you're just sort of supposed to, like, you start off on the balcony of your apartment, go into your house, and I assume it's you're going to sleep is what's happening here. You go into your bed or whatever. Like, it does have a little bit, like, of room, the room vibes, Silent Hill, the room vibes, because you can't leave your apartment. I would say it also reminds me of Yumi Nikki.
That was the one I was trying to think of.
In that way, yeah. But in this, like, Yumi Nikki was, like, I feel, a walking simulator in a way.
With some scares. I remember having some good scares back.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's maybe, like, there's one or two or three. Like, maybe. There's not a lot in Yumi Nikki. Is usually, it's mostly just, like, the visuals and the music is what is upsetting.
Unnerving.
Yeah, exactly. And so you fall asleep and you end up in, basically what you have to do is you have to pull some switches to get through some areas there. But what stands in your way is, like some platforming. There's definitely like some platforming that I got mad at. But yeah, and mostly it's, once again, you're just flipping switches. This is a demo. So I assume at some point there will be a bigger, more to it sort of thing, because at the end of the demo you sort of get to explore the hub world, which is sort of like this trashy abandoned area. Like, it looks decrepit, like a decrepit apartment buildings kind of situation.
Okay.
And you can eventually, you can find a bunch of little things. There's a bunch of other little cats there that talk to you, versus, sorry, I forgot, there's these big, the things that try to kill you in, like, the levels or whatever, the dream world, are these, like, static, they're bigger cats, they're basically the same model as your cat, except they have a sword and a cape, and they are all, their texture is, like, static, and they make a scary noise, and if they see you, you absolutely can't outrun them unless you find a hole in the wall. Of which there are very few.
Is this the Silent Hill side of it now?
I mean, there's some, I would say visually it reminds me of Silent Hill, or just maybe, I don't even say thematically, because there's not a whole lot. There's some interesting little tidbits, like you can find in some of the little holes that you find. You can find what you maybe assume to be is like a dead version of yourself, but it's just sort of like your body with that static texture over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also like sort of like creepy notes, something on the walls, like that I can't read. Like it is in, I don't know. So it's not in any language I've ever seen in my life. I would assume they made it up for this, like a symbol thing. But like, yeah, it's interesting. Like the thing is, I don't feel like I can say that much about it. Visually, I liked it. Some parts were very frustrating because things tried to kill me and I'm a little baby.
Were you playing with a controller?
No.
Oh.
Why would I play with... I could.
Because it says controller recommended.
Yeah, probably, but I didn't need to play with a controller. Like, that wasn't necessarily my problem. I felt the controls were quite fluid. Like, it is, it does say use a controller, you should use, but I, it was fine. It worked perfectly well for me. My only problem was that it was very dark, and I don't think I could change the brightness setting. That was maybe my only problem. So, like, it wasn't, but I managed to, you know, beat the demo. I managed to go through the whole thing. I didn't get, there's like little color bits that you can collect, and I have no idea if they have any bearing on the demo, like if I need them all to beat the demo or to get a something different, but yeah.
Maybe there'll be something more important when the full development comes out.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, it's interesting. I'm excited to see the rest of it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we also had a state of play happen. Did you see the stuff that's coming out?
Yeah.
Do we need to get a VR too?
I've always wanted a PlayStation VR specifically so I could play Durasane, which is that FromSoft game about evil fairies. Right. That's the game I would play if I had VR. I have no interest at all in ever, like, so Megan is probably talking about, I don't know, Resident Evil 8 VR.
They do have Resident 8 VR, Resident Evil 8 in VR 2 is coming out. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't talk there for a second.
Okay. I said that.
No Man's Sky is coming out for VR 2.
Yeah.
And I would actually check that out first on the PC, because I hear they've made lots of changes since launch.
Yeah, it's another one of those, it's fine. It's another one of those games that it's a collector, discover. I think it would be interesting, but at the same time, I don't care.
Horizon Call of the Mountain.
Yeah.
This would be of the Horizon series, like Horizon Zero Dawn and Forbidden West.
Yeah.
So that one actually looks like it might be interesting to go and hunt some robots in VR.
I guess so. I don't know. It gives me very much the Legend of Zelda Link Master Challenge or something, which you could buy for the Wii and do, like, just shoot arrows. Like, it's fine. Like, VR doesn't necessarily entice me for that kind of thing. Like, I don't really care for fighty stuff. I want to be able to interact with a cool environment and a cool story that only VR can tell kind of thing. Like,
that Psychonauts game that we'll...
I mean, I'd play that, but at the same time, I know it happens, and...
It's fine.
Yeah, VR doesn't... I don't know. Are you interested in VR?
For some things, it'd be cool to have VR.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it's that... Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those things that you'd bring out for a party, just like Mario Party or Wii Sports.
That feels... Okay, that feels like an unnecessary purchase for when people come out for a party. Yeah.
Resident Evil 4 remake. They finally showed a trailer for that.
Yeah.
I think I want to pick that one up.
Sure.
I haven't played the original.
You should play the original first.
Okay, let me correct that. I have tried to play the original.
Okay, we'll try harder.
No, because the controllers were wonky for me.
At the time?
No, because that was only a year ago.
What were you playing it on?
PlayStation Now.
Oh, well, I would play it on the PC.
All right, then I will try playing it on the PC.
Yeah,
well, I can probably remap the buttons then.
Yeah, I was like, I feel that's not a good enough excuse to not try it. It was originally made for what, the GameCube. So
yeah, that's probably part of why it was a bit weird for me to try playing.
Were you afraid? Because I've tried to play that. Well, no way.
It's like controlling the camera and the walking at the same time. What?
Oh, there was okay, so you're just not used to it. I would assume it's that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I've played that game. I don't think I beat it. Because I got either stuck or bored. One of the two. After a certain point in that game, I get bored of it. It stops going from cool castle stuff to, like, high-tech shenanigans, which I don't care about as much. I like my random, like, shenanigans. Like, I like when Resident Evil is not serious. It shouldn't be serious. This is about zombies.
You just want more 6, right?
I enjoyed Resident Evil 6, but I also, like, I think my main, like, problem is the fact that they haven't touched Resident Evil Code Veronica, and that is an actually really enjoyable game, and it would be an awesome game to remake, or just even, I don't know, to re-release, remaster. Like, they don't even need to remake it from the ground up. They can just, like, add some shine to it. But I really, like, that's one that I feel has been, like, I don't need a remake of 6. Like, I don't. It's fine. I'll live. But I would love a remake of Code Veronica X. Just because I think that is one of the more interesting and it holds up kind of thing as a Resident Evil game.
Maybe if we're really lucky.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. Like, my other thing is that I feel that the Resident Evil 4 game was a pretty fantastic and innovative game for the time. And still kind of is. Like, it does some things. Like, once again, if you're having trouble, it will give you less creatures. If you're just breezing through, it will give you more. Like, and it doesn't tell you that it's adapting to you. Kind of, like, and not to say that they're not going to add this or whatever, but there was a lot about the first, or Resident Evil 4, that made it pretty special. Including the fact that it, like, gave birth to, like, Devil May Cry and stuff.
That's true, because, yeah, they took a lot of the assets, and wasn't Devil May Cry supposed to be a part of?
Well, Resident Evil 4 originally was, like, 3 different games.
That's true.
And then it got split, and then I forget the other game that it does have, like, there is, I don't want to say it's asset flips, but it's definitely, like, assets that look similar. And then you're like, why? Oh, this reminds me of Resident Evil, or this reminds me of Devil May Cry. And you're like, ah, that's why.
That's why Dante looks kind of like Leon, but with longer, whiter hair.
Well, I guess. But
yeah. But yeah, Resident Evil 4, I do want to pick that up when it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
One game that we are going to get July 19th, because our PlayStation subscription thing is changing, is Stray.
Yeah.
From Annapurna.
Yeah, well, published by. Published not by. Developed by.
We played Annapurna games before with good result.
Yeah.
And we've been actually looking...
Well, published by. Published by. I mean, well, okay. Like, it's by Blue 12 Studio. Let's give them the credit on Annapurna for publishing them. Sorry. Yeah.
But yes, Stray we've been watching for a little while. When it first came out, we're like, we want to play that game. It's got robots and cats.
Oh, yeah, no, I was the one who remembered the name of this when we were all talking about it. It was like, there's a game with a cat in a backpack. And I'm like, I think it's called Stray, but I could be wrong, but I'm right. No, yeah, no, it's about a little cat. You're a cat with a backpack that is in a world full of robots. Like, I think, once again, I think the most interesting part about this will be the story and the interaction of the cats between the robots. But yeah, yay, it looks good. Like, that is actually one that I care about sincerely. Like, and not to say that, like, the other thing is that, what, Spider-Man's coming to PC, which I'm like, yay for PC people. I've already played Spider-Man.
Did we even open up the Miles Morales one yet?
No, I haven't played it yet, but that's the thing is that I got mad, or I rage quit the DLC of Spider-Man, but now I don't, and I didn't want to lower at this, whatever. It was just my pride of being like, I want to platinum this, or I want to get all the trophies. And then I was like, this is not going to happen. Goodbye. I don't care anymore. But yeah, no, Miles Morales looks great.
We'll crack that open when we also crack open Demon's Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 16 comes out.
Sure.
I will play that when I beat Final Fantasy 15.
Sure. I mean, like,
I'm not gonna beat Final Fantasy
15. My thing is that I do love Final Fantasy. Like, there's, but the thing is, my love, like, I don't want to, like, people who are excited for this, like, yes, go for it. You can be excited about this. Me personally, the last six, I guess now, Final Fantasies have all looked very similar. I'm going to say 12 is maybe a little bit of an outlier, and I'll say 10-2 is a little bit of an outlier. Just because 10-2 is a wacky spinoff, which I loved.
I've never played 10-2. I played 10, but I've never played...
I own 10-2 for the PlayStation 2, I believe.
I think I'll be able to play it with the new subscription thing I
got. I really enjoyed 10-2, mostly because it gave me, like, the solace I needed after Final Fantasy X. Because as a little child, after I knew what would happen in the game, I stopped playing it because I didn't want to get there. But, like, I haven't enjoyed a Final Fantasy... Like, I did enjoy 12, but I feel I am bored of this style of Final Fantasy. I would like...
Do you want to go back to, like, 8 where they had...
No, I want 9.
Oh, yeah, you do like 9, but 8's also good.
It's fine, but 8 is, I would say, more in the similar vein of the ones I'm talking about.
I got the numbers flipped around. Yeah, I also want 9. I was thinking of, like, the guy with the monkey tail.
That's from 9.
I know that's from 9. That's why I got mixed up. I thought that was 8 for some reason.
Yeah, and I understand there's an amount of, like, limitations. And even, like, some people didn't like that chibi style, but at the same time, I liked it, and it was different for that time kind of thing. Like, and once again, I don't poo on people who like Final Fantasy or its current iterations, because I think it's fine, but at the same time, I'm sort of like, I'm bored of it a little bit. Even if they came up with a Chocobo's Dungeon again, or remastered it, because that had a very tragic, like, story. Like, it was harsh, but, like, it was very interesting. I liked it.
Yeah, so hopefully maybe we'll see for 17, they'll go back to a slightly simpler style.
Sure.
God of War Ragnarok comes out, too.
Okay, I'm excited about... I don't know. When is it coming out?
They didn't give us a solid...
Okay, they just gave...
The trailer. Well, they gave us the trailer. We got more of sort of what to expect for when it comes out.
Well, it's just going to be more God of War. Which, once again, I'm not... I like God of War Reboot, Remaster, God of War 8, 7, or whatever.
The one where he's in the Norse mythology instead of Greek mythology.
Yeah, well, it's just, he just left. He decided to leave that pantheon and go, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to ruin another pantheon. Here I go. Ruining families again.
Creating new families.
Yeah. But I'm excited, to see how the story continues, because I thought it was fairly interesting.
And it was a fun game. It was
a fun game. Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Well, that was State of Play and what we've been playing for the last week or so. And you know what, guys? Keep changing.
Bye.